KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. How you doing today? My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host, and we are sponsored by North State Consultants, the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101. I don't know where I got 605. Consultations are by appointment only. Boy, I'm starting off good today.
Must be the good old sunshine out there.
Maybe it is. You're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. Today is May 12th, 2012. I think. Isn't it May 12th?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to be getting nods. So
it's not March, it's May.
I did lose a day here someplace. All right, so we got here in the studio. I'm here with my sister Linda.
Good morning, Mark.
And our trusted soundboard operator and good gal and all-around good person, Rachel.
Hello and good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
We also have in our midst Matt Rose, who's here this morning, our guest.
Good morning.
And so we will be talking about a lot of different things today. We have a lot of subjects to go over. So do we have any, we got Dave Hodges coming on the We the People show tomorrow with the Common Sense show. I'm assuming that they're covering... Not sure what they're covering. I think it's constitutional money and so forth.
Issues. I believe so.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we have a Ron Paul meeting scheduled for tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Yes, there is. There is a Ron Paul meeting scheduled.
Oh, very good. At Angelo's?
Angelo's Pizza.
All right, very good. And so do we have any veterans events?
Well, we got Memorial Day coming up, so we do have a few I want to announce. On the 30th at the Civic Center at the Veterans Memorial there will be a service. At 11 a.m., and then out at the cemetery on the 28th at 5:55 p.m., the service will start out there. And my understanding is this year out there it's going to be a little bit different. We have Civil War reenactments going on at the cemetery this year for Memorial Day.
Wow.
And then also for Indian Dave out there, we got Camp for Life and Camp for Hope coming up out at Whiskeytown. And that's June. Camp for Life is June 1st through the 5th, and Camp Hope is June 5th through the 10th. Remember, these camps are for children, you know, Camp Hope is for children who have come out of a family violence situation or something like that, so they can go camping and hiking and fishing and drumming. So they do a lot of different things out there. And then Camp for Life are the ones that have been diagnosed with a serious illness. So if you want to donate or money or time, call Janine, I think it is, at 529-8482.
Okay, so drumming and fishing seems like they don't really go together.
Indian drumming, you know.
I know. I guess you lure them in, and then you smack them with a tomahawk.
But it's a really good thing that they do out there. This is sponsored by Missing in America Project. And also with Walmart Hearts. And that is the truck drivers all get together that do the trucking for Walmart and put this on.
Wow, nice. So let me see here. I want to go with the first quote, and then I want to read my memo. And I also want to thank, we're going to be doing a 2-hour show today. I want to thank Ruth Angel and Kurt Largent for, giving us a little bit of more time here because we're always complaining that we don't have enough. So with our first quote, Who had deceived thee so often as thyself? And that's Benjamin Franklin. So, all war is based on deception. Is the Tea Party dead or not? Do we all remember when the Tea Party got started? I remember we were called AstroTurf, and it's not really a grassroots movement. We would never last. We were funded by the Koch brothers. Do you remember how the mainstream media came out against us? Do you remember what Nancy Pelosi said when asked where does the Constitution allow an individual mandate on health care? She said, the Constitution? Are you serious? Are you serious? So it seems that most of our politicians have little regard for the Constitution or the Tea Party. The proof? We have both parties in power at different times in the last 50 years. We have had a steady march towards socialism. If you think that one party has been different than the other, then how come we have expanded the debt under both parties? How come the spending keeps increasing under both parties? How come we fight continuously undeclared wars under both parties? How come our dollar continues to be devalued? How come the executive branch keeps getting more power under both parties? Some said we would not make a difference. I say to you that all we have done and continue to do is making the difference between a takeover of our country by a movement that would throw away all that we hold dear, all that our fathers and our forefathers bled and died for, down into this a big sea of government tyranny. Why doesn't the one supposedly conservative news station report on Sheriff Arpaio's criminal investigation of our president's birth certificate and Selective Service forgeries? Why do they let the administration get away with falsifying the economic data? Why do they promote a candidate that least reflects our founders' values? Why do they not report on the only candidate that does reflect the values of our founders? Why the media blackout? If Paul has no chance of winning, why are his rallies blacked out? Why are his rallies much larger than of the mainstream media's candidates' rallies? Why the complete bias in all the media that says he can't win? If it wasn't possible for him to win, why would they not just report the truth? Are they not reporting because he can't win? Or are they afraid that he might win? Or are they just trying to make sure he can't win? No matter what you believe, not reporting has his vast support really is has shown that they have become the propaganda tool of the powers that be. Why is it when you ask a Romney supporter why they will not vote for Paul, you get the same two answers every time? Foreign policy and drugs. Jim Rogers has said that if people are thinking the same thing, they're probably not thinking. When you ask a Romney guy what Paul's foreign policy is, you get that he wants to let Iran to have nuclear weapons. False. It's a stretch at best to say that if you're not for fighting multiple undeclared wars and you are in favor of bringing our troops home from 900 bases worldwide and protecting our own borders, that you won't defend the country. Why does the mainstream media tell us that the largest donors to Paul's campaign are the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines? Why doesn't the mainstream media tell us that the largest donors to Romney's campaign is the big bankers? When you ask Romney guys what Paul's drug policies are, you get he's for drug abuse. Okay, false again. It's like saying that because you think the federal government should not determine whether alcohol use is illegal or not means that you're in favor of alcoholism. How come we had to change the Constitution so the federal government had the authority to regulate alcohol? Answer is because they didn't have the authority to start with. Why is marijuana any different? The difference is that people back then knew the feds lacked the authority. Today, they just have to sell it to an uninformed public who is willing to give up their freedom under the pretense of the federal government caring for them. Prohibition didn't work then, and it's not working now. Is alcohol less destructive than drug use or drug abuse? This is a state's rights issue. Each state should make their own decision, not continue to consolidate more and more power to the feds. Go to his website and get some of his literature and read what his policies are on these issues, what they really are. Okay, let's see. If you just plug into the TV, what they really are. This is the most important election in the history of our country. Do your homework. Don't just take the word of some talking head at face value. We cannot afford to be lazy this time. If you just plug into the TV and expect the truth, well, if you haven't figured that by now, you're in trouble. My question is that if we have a choice in the primary to send Romney or Paul to run against Obama, then why would we not vote our principles, our conscience, and our values now when we have the choice in the primaries? Why would we send the candidate that least reflects our American values to the big show? Why is the mainstream media so afraid of telling the whole story? We know Paul has been winning many more delegates than is being reported. We know that Romney has not got the delegates to win. So it will be a broker convention. We also know that Paul has won 12 states and Romney about 12. And it looks like now the reports are coming in that Romney has less delegates than Paul. I guess we'll have to wait to Tampa to see. Because we can't seem to get any credible information. We know that if we want to get back our freedom and prosperity, we must vote for less government and not more. If not now, when? Do we vote to send our one big government politician to run against another big government politician? Are we so afraid of Obama that the thing to do is what the media has been telling us to do from the beginning? We have nothing to lose in the primary by voting for our freedom and everything to lose if we don't. We know that the mainstream media has been pushing Romney from the beginning. Why? If the only thing that matters in this election is defeating Obama, and you are willing to whitewash the fact that the Romney's policies closely reflect those of Obama, then I believe you are a fool and will suffer a fool's fate. Unfortunately, so will the rest of us. If you will not vote for our constitutional principles now when it is the most prudent thing to do because you think you can't win, what else are you willing to give up when we have even more government? You cannot serve two masters. If you will sacrifice your principles out of fear, then you have no conviction. If you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to a moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a small chance of survival. There may even be a worst case. You might have to fight when there's no hope of victory because it is better to perish than to live as a slave. Congressman Paul's consistent voting record prompted one of his congressional colleagues to say, Ron Paul personifies the founding father's ideal of the citizen statesman. He makes clear that his principles will never be compromised and they never are. Another colleague observed, there are few people in public life who through thick and thin, rain or shine, stick to their principles. Ron Paul is one of those few. A brief view of Congressman Paul's record shows that he has never voted to raise taxes. He has never voted for an unbalanced budget. He has never voted for federal restriction on gun ownership. He has never voted to raise congressional pay. He has never taken a government-paid junket. He has never voted to increase the power of the executive branch. He voted against the Patriot Act. He voted against regulating the Internet. He voted against the Iraq War, and he does not participate in lucrative congressional pension programs. He returns a portion of his annual congressional office budget to the Treasury every year. Let's see. What is it you said you liked about Romney? If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be, Thomas Jefferson. I will vote for freedom in this primary election. I will vote for Ron Paul in the primary. After that, we shall see. Remember, all war is based on deception, Sun Tzu. If you vote against your core values, then you really must ask yourself, whose side am I really on? Above all this, be to thine own self be true, William Shakespeare. And with that said, that's the memo. And now I believe we have to go to a break
and hold the line, Charles. This is 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3, proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig coffee maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Golden Living Center, Oakdale Heights, Sierra Oaks, Golden Umbrella, Riverview Chiropractic, Marquee Care Shasta, Interim Healthcare and Hospice, Reading Memorial Park. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Reading police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Stuck in the middle right now.
That's right.
Yeah, boy.
Are you still there, Charles?
We're back.
Yes, I am still here.
All right. Sorry about that, but we had to get some of that information out. And what can we do for you this morning?
Well, here's some more information. And it has to do with something that's agendized for this Tuesday City Council meeting on the consent agenda, of all things. Outdoor drop boxes for the absentee ballots. Oh. And when I first saw that, the question I had is how secure are these things? I mean, given the revolving door we've got going on West Street here, and the inability to properly punish property crimes these days, why are we proposing to set up places where absentee ballots would be, you know, all in one
place?
Be
able to be tampered with. You know, that's a very good question. I did actually read your email, Charles. And you know something? Who's in charge of that? Who do we go to? Kathy Darling? Does anybody know who we should talk to about that? And say, listen, what's the deal? I mean, this is an important election. The fact that there could be any, thing that could be tampered with at this point should
right.
be addressed, and I totally agree with you, Charles.
Because, you know, with ordinarily, if somebody's going to tamper with a bunch of absentee ballots enough to make a difference in an election, they'd have to go out to every outgoing mailbox, and it just it's very prohibitive from that standpoint.
Kind of troubling.
But if they're all in one place.
Yeah.
Then that changes everything.
Kind of,
it's a very scary prospect.
Kind of troubling. Listen, Charles, why don't you go see what you can do on that for us and then get back to us next week, and maybe we can put some pressures on the powers that be,
it's on the agenda for Tuesday night City Council meeting, so a whole bunch of us need to be putting pressure on them to... By the way, I did send an email to Kurt Starman and Pam Mize and all the City Council people.
Good.
In fact, it was that email that I forwarded to you.
Very good. Listen, okay. Charles, I appreciate the
All
call.
All right. Thanks for the update on that, Charles.
Yeah. All right.
We're going to move on because we got a fast-paced show here, and we want to get to our guests. We can't leave him in. We got Rob on the line, but I want to get to our guests first, and then we'll come back to Rob. So stay on the line, Rob. And I want to introduce Matt Rose here. And, Matt, give us some background and we lost Hello.
Hello.
No, I'm not sure what's going on there. Here we go. Okay. So, Matt, we're back. we've got with us Matt Rose, and go ahead.
Well, hello.
No, I'm.
We got some difficulties going on here, folks.
I was just trying to hear the. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So,
I think we got.
We'll get to
one more
call.
Time. Matthew Rose is here in the studio with us, and give us a little bit about Joe.
Well, you know, I'm primarily here to talk about Ron Paul, but you know, a little bit about myself. Married, I'm father of four. I run my own business from home. I've been in the Shasta County area for most of my life, been involved in local politics, came up in a conservative Christian family. And, you know, when Ron Paul first announced to run for presidency in 08, it was exciting to me because for the first time, you know, we had a distinct choice. We had someone who was a strong constitutional conservative Republican. And, you know, that fired me up. That fired me up for the presidency. And, you know, I'm a young guy. You know, I've got brothers and sisters. They're all young. Most of my friends, when they heard about Ron Paul, they were really turned on to him. His conservative values, the way he spoke for sound money, fiscal responsibility, no undeclared wars, that spoke truth. And that resounded with us, and it fired up my family, fired up my extended family to become big Ron Paul supporters.
Were you plugged in much before that?
Yeah, I was. You know, I worked on the local campaigns here as a kid, and, you know, I worked for Trish Clark when she first ran for county supervisors. Worked on some of the statewide campaigns. But there was a period, you know, in my 20s where I kind of got disillusioned with politics, and they all started really sounding the same to me. And that's why Ron Paul, when he, you know, really entered the scene there in 08, why he was rejuvenizing, you know, he was revitalizing to my political life, my enthusiasm for politics, as someone that went out there and so eloquently spoke the same language. You know, who wasn't willing to saddle people from my generation and my four children with more debt.
Yeah, I think, you know, we were just talking about it, too, in the break. That's a good point, is why does Ron Paul have such a following from the young people? And I believe it is because they are much more plugged into the Internet, where they get a variety of information, than the TV. It seems like the old guard is so plugged into the TV.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, if you start looking at both places and do a comparison, you start to see holes in their talking points and in their media presentations of stuff, to the point where, like, I watched a thing this morning on Anderson Cooper on this Arpaio investigation, and it was flat out lies. I mean, you know, and disinformation and spin to get. I think they're putting stories out to head it off. So, what do you think about that as far as the young people and the information on Ron Paul?
Well, you know, I knew about him in the 90s, but I hadn't read any of his books. So it really was the Internet, the ability to go to YouTube and pull up Ron Paul and watch his videos, you know, Ron Paul in person talking about his conservative beliefs, his constitutional beliefs, his moral principles. You know, I couldn't get that on Fox News or all these other mainstream media outlets. I couldn't even get it on a lot of conservative talk radio. You know, that to me was the pipeline that I needed to get information out there, and finding out about Ron Paul through the Internet, through reading his personal words, and getting some of his books and finally reading those, but primarily through YouTube and watching his speeches from the House floor. What he gave, you know, in, his past political campaigns, that was my education. Yeah. On Ron Paul right there. I couldn't get it anywhere else.
You know, what I find funny, too, is that people say they believe in the Constitution, but they don't want to follow it. I mean, you know, they say they believe in the Founding Fathers and freedom, but it's only their version of the freedom that they want. And,
right.
And so I just find that's, you know, if you go back and you look at the Founding Fathers, what they said, what they did, and what the country that they gave us, Paul was just mirroring those sentiments, and that's what gave us the prosperity and things that we have. And now all of a sudden, you know, that is not going to work anymore.
Right.
And we gotta sacrifice our beliefs and our freedoms and so forth for security and safety.
What's happened is, you know, you've got people growing up through the public school system. When's the last time you've heard about a class on the Constitution where people actually read the Constitution? Finding out about Ron Paul is meaning you have to educate yourself.
Correct.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I was really shocked this last year. A bunch of us went into some of the schools, and it was surprising how many of the kids in eighth grade really didn't know anything about the Constitution.
That information is lost, and it's been lost on purpose.
You know,
I don't know if that is something that they really want to teach, because it espouses limited government, and it puts into question the entire authority of, you know, the Department of Education, whether or not under the Constitution they even have the authority to do what they're doing. So
right, and I think some of the teachers may not even know the Constitution well enough to be teaching it because of what's gone on in the past.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it's about. That we've been dumbed down as a society to depend on government for everything, and that's what they want. And what we should be looking at is states and local governments, and that's where the power should be kept. As soon as we start getting the federal government involved in everything, this is where we start having the problems, whether it's prohibition or whatever. I think we got to go to a break here.
Hold the line, Rob. We will get to you on the other side of this break. We promise. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Reading for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Reading's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Reading's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Say, all right.
Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Spooky!
Things are getting spooky all over these days, folks. And we're back here at 1460.
Listen, I just got a text message, and I need to say happy Mother's Day to my mother, and happy Mother's Day to the Lindas, the Linda Lindas, and the Loompa Loompas.
I figured we'd get to that. We would have to say happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
And I want to say hi to my grandson out there, Ethan. He's listening right now.
Okay, and with that, are you there, Rob?
I'm here, yes.
All right, do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I agree with pretty much everything that you guys are talking about this morning. If it hadn't been for the fact that, you know, Ron Paul is picking up delegates in the truckloads recently, I would have lost faith in the system. The thing is, you talk to people on the street about how someone becomes president of the United States and how the process works. They're totally in the dark in regards to how they become a delegate, what it means to be a pledged delegate, what it means to go to the convention and have to be nominated on the floor of the convention. And when you take all those things into consideration, a lot of times when I talk to people about Ron Paul, they'll say something like, well, I really like Ron Paul, but I don't think he has a chance, or Romney has this thing wrapped up. And then to all these people, ask them, you know what? If every single person who calls themselves a conservative says something like this, then they have to ask themselves, and they have to search their conservative soul and say to themselves, am I really a conservative if I'm voting for the person who is the architect of Obamacare? And then when I present it to them like that, that, you know, they come into this position where they're offended that you've brought something up that brings into question their legitimacy as far as saying that, hey, I'm conservative. Well, if you're a conservative, vote conservative. And the only conservative that's still in this election right now is Ron Paul.
I agree.
Yep.
I agree. Very good.
It's like, you know what? If you're going to vote for the lesser of two evils, you're still voting for evil. So, why don't you take a chance and go and vote for someone who actually is going to follow the law of the land?
Especially in the primaries, you know, not everything's at stake here. We're just in the primaries. This is who we're going to send to the show. And I think that is so important. And like my daddy used to tell me, two wrongs don't make a right here, you know? So, anyway, that's how I feel. We totally appreciate the call, Rob.
Thanks for hanging on there for us.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
So, addressing those points, I guess. I think what we talked about on the break is we want to address some of the big stuff. We want to talk about Iran. We want to talk about Israel.
That's right. Let's lay it out on the table here.
Yeah, let's throw that out there because there's a lot of misunderstanding about Paul's policy that he won't defend the country or he wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon and, you know, he thinks that's all good. And maybe you can address that, Matt.
Right. You know, if you're a conservative Republican and you're listening to Fox News, you're going to get a lot of misinformation out there. And especially here in Shasta County, you know, we have a strong defense of Israel. And the wrong consensus out there on Ron Paul is that Ron Paul doesn't like Israel. And that could be, you know, that's nowhere near the truth. You know, back when Israel sent over planes to bomb Iran's nuclear facilities back in the late 80s. Ronald Reagan and the House and the Senate, they all passed censure measures against Israel. And Ron Paul was one of two who voted against those censure measures on Israel because he believed that Israel, as a sovereign nation, had the right to do as they saw fit to defend themselves against threat. And that's if you understand Ron Paul and his belief of limited just government, that he believes the United States doesn't have the authority given to them under the Constitution to go out and tell Israel what to do or to fund Israel, that Israel as a sovereign nation, he wants to protect that. He wants to encourage that, protect their sovereignty and allow them to make decisions, whether good or bad, and have them, you know, deal with the consequences of those decisions. He, by default, is one of the strongest protectors of Israel because he is upholding their sovereignty. And that's what is
the attack on Israel right now, the attack on their sovereignty, giving up their property, giving up their land, being mandated by the United Nations, being governed and dictated to by the United States. Ron Paul supports their sovereignty. So, in my opinion, he is one of the strongest defenders of Israel, because if you're not a nation, if you have no sovereignty, then what are you?
Yeah, we got a correction. Al said that Israel bombed Iran. It was actually Iraq.
You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want to. I like to get everything absolutely correct when possible. So that was just a slip. So, but yeah, let's go back to this. So I agree with you, and I think what Ron Paul's saying right now is Israel's big enough to take care of itself. I think it's the big dog on the block right now as far as military anyway. And it can take care of itself. And I think the other point is that I am so tired of this too. If we're gonna have a war, let's declare war. Let's quit this thing of, we have all these conflicts going worldwide, all over the place.
Right.
You know, we attack Libya, nobody knows why, and it's all, you know, Gaddafi introduces a gold-backed currency that he's gonna replace the petrodollar with, and all of a sudden, he's a bad guy, been a bad guy for 40 years.
Right.
But the president just attacks him, you know, with no congressional approval, no anything.
That's right. Yeah, that's the other big misconception out there about Ron Paul, is that he's anti-war. Well, he is anti-undeclared war. Ron
right.
Paul is a strict constitutional, conservative. So if we go to war, it has to be officially declared,
right.
voted on, and officially passed by Congress.
And I think the big thing with that is that people don't realize when the Congress votes to declare war, now you have some individuals being held accountable to their constituency, as opposed to the president, who's elected and just does whatever he wants, and
That's
there's
right.
no accountability in the executive branch.
Yeah, you know, and when Congress legitimately declares war according to the Constitution, can you imagine the freeing effect on our armed forces?
Right.
So that they can go out there boldly and know that the country is behind them, that there is a declared action. They know what they're doing. They're not in a police situation where they're going out and having to police things.
And to go out and fight and win it. Right now, the rules of engagement is you don't even, I mean, you go out there and it's like, well, we can't fire on anybody unless we're fired upon. So that means we got to take casualties before we can fight back, which means, I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous the way they've got the rules set up.
Yeah, wasn't Obama, you know, suggesting that we give out medals to servicemen who showed restraint and didn't fire when, fired upon? I mean,
that's not war.
That's not war.
Yeah, that's not war.
I don't know what that is, but that is nothing. It has no shape or form of what the Constitution says is war.
Do you know what I really think? And and here's what I think of the Middle East is about. There's only three countries in the world right now that I know of that are not under central bank control the New York Fed. And with their central banks and their currencies attached to our dollar, and that would be Iran, Syria, and Afghanistan. Now, does that make any sense to anybody else but me? Gee, where are we warring at? And we got the currency in Libya. I mean, if you can't put two and two together here, for me, it's like, it's all about controlling that oil with the dollars, and through the control of the dollars and the oil in the Middle East, we control the rest of the world. Because if you got to exchange your dollars or your currency for our dollars to buy oil, guess what? We're running the show at that point. And that's what it's really about.
Right. Our monetary policy and the Federal Reserve, the fact that we can make money, well, it's not money, but we can print it out of thin air, has really been the lifeblood of this nation, to allow us to get into all sorts of situations around the world and to spend and to grow government the size that it is. Ron Paul, you know, he wants to bring the troops home. And that's, as you know, you said that that's why so many military servicemen and women support Ron Paul, because they want to be home. They want to be protecting their nation.
Yeah,
in the United States, on the border, securing our borders.
And if we're going to fight a war, let's not play this mamby-pamby nation-building, politically correct
right.
banking industry crap where, you know, we don't even know how to fight it. We just have to go in there and kind of occupy so that the banking industries can set up their little, you know, games and control world domination and so forth. So, you know, it's very disingenuous, the whole argument. And we're not getting anything from the mainstream media on the real issues. You can go to the internet and Google Gaddafi, why did we attack Libya, or the Gaddafi gold thing. something, and it just pops up all over the place. So I think that the people who just are depending on the news media and believe them are absolutely being taken for a ride. I mean, it's absolutely, if you check out a lot of these stories and start looking back and forth, it becomes so crystal clear at some point that you're being lied to. That at, right now I can't even watch the news, and I used to love Fox because now I watch it and all I see is them making arguments back and forth to keep everybody apart from each other, whether it's the blacks and the whites and the gays and the straights,
right?
You know, and keep everybody fighting, and so then we won't look at what they're doing.
Divide and conquer.
Exactly right.
Absolutely. So do we need to go to a break now? Is that what we're doing?
All right. This is Home of the Free Fire Media. This is KCNR 1460.
Attention, Shasta County residents, this is an important message. The Hawkins Company's developers will be conducting a town hall meeting consisting of a presentation concerning the Knighton Road Shopping Center, followed by a question and answer session. Questions concerning the Knighton Road Shopping Center as well as measures A and B are welcome. All members of the public are encouraged to attend. The town hall meeting will be conducted this Tuesday, May 15th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the atrium at the Market Street Promenade just north of the Cascade Theater in Reading. If you have any concerns about the Knighton Road Shopping Center, please attend this town hall.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome back hard-hitting investigator Dave Hodges from NewsWithViews.com. Dave will discuss the latest on the corruption behind Agenda 21 and sustainable development, and he'll explore a growing rift between the U.S. military and the banking interests he says are controlling the federal government. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Judybilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, home of the Free Fire, and we're talking all things constitutional, and that includes Ron Paul.
And the truth.
Mm-hmm. The truth. I like the truth. The truth is good. So, we were just talking about some things with the Federal Reserve and money and, you know, this controlling aspect of the money and the currency and why is it theft and, why is counterfeiting legal for the Federal Reserve and illegal for everybody else?
Well, you know, the as the United States, you know, our law was founded upon moral biblical principles, and there's the principle of just weights and measures. So
what fiat money is it is an unjust weight and measure, because if it's something that can sit in my wallet and be devalued without anyone doing anything to it, without me touching it, but yet it can be devalued every second I sit here, well, it is not a just weight or measure.
No.
It does not hold value.
Absolutely. And the thing is, who's ever counterfeiting is stealing from the people who are holding other dollars, because it devalues there. And we're gonna go into some real money, because I want everybody to understand what real money sounds like.
That's right.
It doesn't sound like paper bills, Crispy.
Beautiful sound of silver.
Beautiful sound of silver. And we're gonna go do a silver story. But first, I got Terry on the line, and I want to talk to him and see what he has to say.
Are you there, Terry?
I am. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
The fun never
Great.
Stops.
Yeah, I want to kind of go back a little bit to the foreign policy thing. I've just got a couple of quick points, and I think that it sort of dispels where these people are thinking about Ron Paul stand. First of all, how the heck does Iran ever deliver a bomb without an air force? Secondly, there's 48 bases around Iran, which we don't need.
I have the answer to the first question. It's submarine.
Exactly.
Okay, they don't have a navy.
The other thing is that I'm a little more concerned about the nukes that the Soviets can't find. A little more concerned about Pakistan and India having nukes. And let me ask you one thing about Netanyahu. How many people actually think that that guy would let anything happen to Israel? Really and truly? Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, you don't think that he'd preempt? Really? I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous. The other thing is, too, I'd like to ask your guest, the young man, if he considers himself a Christian.
Absolutely. Jesus
okay,
Christ
good.
Is my Lord
and
you
Savior. Believe in the Bible, right?
That's right.
Okay, so if you believe in the book of Revelation, and 80% of the people of the United States of America claim they're Christians, if they believe in the Bible, guess who's still there during the book of Revelation? Israel. And guess what? They win. Hello?
You mean it's not mutual
assured
destruction?
Well, it really is maddening, and I did a lot of research on my own on Ron Paul, as my wife did, and we are avid supporters, and we're going to even be doing and helping with voter registration in the Ron Paul booth during the rodeo.
So you're saying that the browbeating that I've been giving you wasn't really what changed your mind, Terry?
No, the browbeating didn't help, Mark. Actually, with the logic of the whole thing, just seeing Netanyahu on TV handling Obama, it's like, really? You really think that this guy's going to let them get away with anything? And by the way, we go to the Israeli intelligence to get information.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, this whole thing is so... It really is just common sense, honestly.
Right. Yeah.
It's just really common sense. And again, if you're a Bible believing Christian, there's no way in the world that you believe that Israel has a problem with Iran, because it's just not there in the Bible, is it?
Well, how insulting is it to say to a sovereign nation, you can't make decisions within your own best interest. You're not smart enough to look after the interest of your nation, of your people, your life, liberty, and property there in Israel.
Exactly.
Obviously,
right.
Israel's
going
to do
right. You're
what
is right.
needed to be done to defend themselves
yep.
if they see fit. And with all the pressure on Israel and the Middle East, they're not going to just fly off and do something half-cocked. Obviously, they're going to make sure that it is a legitimate threat. And if it is a legitimate threat, they're going to deal with it decisively and swiftly to take care of that threat.
I'll tell you the way I see it. That the politicians are using everything they can to keep themselves in power. They need you afraid, and if they can use any biblical principle in their favor so that you keep them in power, that's what they're going to do. Whether it's Christian principles, or you name it, they twist everything to keep you voting for them and their policies.
That's so true. And the thing is that really and truly, I mean, the people, they elected Netanyahu. They all agree with Netanyahu, and I think they feel quite secure with him, as probably to a degree the United States should be, as an ally. And the thing about Ron Paul, too, is that, the one last thing is undisputable. When you raise more money from the military, you raise more money from the veterans, than all the other candidates combined. And we were talking at one point, there was, what, seven of them? And this was introduced on MSNBC, it was introduced on CNN, and on Fox. No one disputed that he was getting more money. I mean, don't you think that that in the youth gives him just a tremendous opportunity? Obama had the youth last time. He doesn't this time. 6,000 kids in Chico. I mean, anywhere this guy goes, it's young people. I mean, Mark can attest to the fact that we go to restaurants and people ask us about Ron Paul, young people. They're excited about him.
That's right.
You know why? Because he offers a future.
That's right.
You know what? I've always questioned the numbers, too, and it's, you know, I was, and it really hit me in the forehead one day when I was driving home, and I saw like three or four Ron Paul stickers, and you know something? To date, I have not seen one Romney sticker on the back of a car yet. Now, maybe I'm just not driving enough.
Well, they're not passionate supporters.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point, is that they're really not passionate about their guy. They just think that they need to vote him because they're afraid not to vote for him because we'll get Obama.
Well, let's remember this, too, that, you know, Ron Paul is the only candidate who has served in the armed forces. He was a doctor in the Air Force.
And also, by the way, he had children during that time and could have opted out and not served.
Absolutely.
But did so anyway.
That's right. He was called and he served.
And he did anyway.
Also, as a Christian, Ron Paul is the only evangelical Christian left in the race between him and Mitt Romney.
Well, the whole thing is that, you know, even if no matter where you stretch it, all the arguments against what this man stands for doesn't hold water.
Mm-hmm. And why?
I mean, it's just that simple. It just doesn't hold water. And people, it's a free country. They can vote any way they want. But the whole thing is, do yourself a favor. Check out the facts.
Absolutely.
Understand common sense. Because that's exactly what's been driven out of our culture, is common sense.
And why is the media so blatantly biased against him? That's my question. Is there something going on here? Is the fact that he's in charge of the committee now that's going to try to abolish the Federal Reserve have any linkage here at all, possibly?
Well, what would we do without the Federal Reserve, Mark?
We might actually be prosperous and free and have money. You know?
Well, we can't have that.
We won't go hungry.
I'm sorry. I lost it. I didn't mean it. You know, it was all a big mistake, and you know, me being free and thinking that I believed all that stuff in those history books when I was a kid about freedom and, you know, the founding fathers and how they fought and died in the snow. And I mean, I guess I'm all screwed up.
Yes, the Coinage Act and only being able to coin money.
Oh yeah, in fact,
I don't know what our founding fathers were thinking when they put that in.
And the fact that they said that counterfeiting was a death sentence kind of illustrated the importance.
The greatest enemy to the free world was the central bankers, yes.
Yeah, there you go. So
I guess we have a caller online, too,
I know, but
Steven?
We're going to have to get to Steven, probably.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry, Terry.
This is a fast-moving show. You got to.
No, this is great. This is a great show,
Terry,
guys.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Work with me. Anyway, okay. We're going to have to come back after the news, and then we'll talk to Steven, because we're going to get cut off if we don't. So we're going to go to a break now, and we'll be back.
Oh.
What now?
No break? No.
What's happening? We got three minutes. Never mind.
Hoorah.
We got Steven. Go ahead.
Well, I think we lost Steven. He's going to have to call back in. Sorry about that, Steven. Please call back in and we will get to you. Do it after the break. That way we won't cut you off.
Yeah.
You know, back on Ron Paul and the Federal Reserve, a lot of people say, well, if Ron Paul is elected president, then, you know, we're going to see the government collapse, because we have to have the Federal Reserve. He's just going to take down everything. He's going to close everything. He's going to just, you know, it's going to be the end all when he gets elected president. Well, Ron Paul's not an idiot. He realizes that we, as an American people, have been so used to now, you know, from all the handouts of our government, that he's not just going to, day one, close down every bureaucracy, abolish the Federal Reserve on day one. He realizes that, you know, as a drug addict, free money, you know, he has to taper us off that system.
Well, and to add to that, too, and there's a lot of people that were totally duped here, too. I mean, you got a lot of people from the greatest generation that came out of the war and paid into the Social Security for the last 50 years, and it's mm-hmm. all been stolen. And the general fund of Social Security has been totally pilfered with these guys. And so now what they've done is they've basically made them dependent on the federal government when they shouldn't.
That's right. The question here is, you know, whose responsibility is it to take care of your retirement? Is it the individual? Is it the family? Or do we look to the federal government to supply those needs?
Well, that's the problem. As soon as you start looking for what the government giveth, the government
taketh away. Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. And we need to get more education out there on this to people, because like we were talking earlier in the schools, a lot of the younger people are not being taught these things.
That's right.
Yeah, and this, the answer that the federal government, that's why they had enumerated powers from the founders. That's why they said this is the only things you can do, and all else it's deemed that you don't have control over.
Right.
So that's the reason.
It was a limiting document.
Correct.
Our founding fathers knew that when man decides to make more laws for himself, that man eventually focuses on its own power,
well,
its own growth
right.
of
that's
the government.
Right.
It was a limiting document.
You look at the Federalist Papers, they said if men were angels, then we wouldn't even have to worry about writing a document here. So that's really the truth. So are we going to go to a break now?
I think we're going to a break now. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Seizing on President Obama's endorsement this week of gay marriage, Republican Mitt Romney underscored his view this morning in a discussion of family values.
They may become topics of Democratic debate from time to time. So it is today with the enduring institution of marriage. Marriage is a relationship between one man and one woman.
Romney speaking to graduates at Liberty University, a Christian college in Virginia. He did not mention the president by name and did not discuss the economy. The president also steered away from engaging Romney in any long-distance debate at a ceremony honoring the nation's top cops. President Obama saying politicians need to support police with modern-day advances.
For those of us in elected office, that includes helping states and cities to keep first responders on the job. It includes supporting cutting-edge tools they need.
The president in a White House Rose Garden ceremony.